Welcome back to the Weekly Fix. My name is Lori Mount, Portfolio Manager with RBC BlueBay's U.S. Fixed Income Team, focusing on cash management strategies. The Federal Reserve met last week, and as expected, rates remained unchanged, staying in the target range of 3.50 to 3.75%. What was unexpected, however, was the level of disagreement within the committee. For the first time since October of 1992, there were four dissents, with Governor Myron voting in favor of a 25 basis point cut and Presidents Hammock, Kashkari, and Logan supporting the unchanged target rate, but dissenting against an easing bias in the statement. Markets reacted swiftly, with the two-year Treasury selling off 10 basis points immediately following the announcement. Adding to the uncertainty, the Fed's post-meeting statement noted that developments in the Middle East are contributing to a high level of uncertainty about the economic outlook, and made reference to the increase in global energy prices. This acknowledgement signals that the geopolitical risks are now firmly on the Fed's radar. On the leadership front, ahead of last week's FOMC announcement, the Senate Banking Committee voted along party lines to advance Kevin Warsh's nomination as the next chair of the Federal Reserve. He's expected to be confirmed by the full Senate when they vote next week ahead of the expiration of Powell's term on May 15th. During the press conference, Chair Powell indicated he will stay on as a governor for a period of time to be determined when his term ends, a decision he says is driven by concern about the series of legal attacks on the Fed. So what does this all mean for the economy? At this time, the U.S. has remained resilient to the effects of the conflict in the Middle East. Economic activity continues to expand, and unemployment has seen little change in recent months. However, with energy prices increasing across the country, people are beginning to feel the effects. Should this continue, we could see pronounced impacts from rising inflation and slowdowns in growth. Given this backdrop of uncertainty surrounding the conflict in the Middle East and its potential effects, we believe that the Fed is on hold through the end of the year. Our cash strategies continue to focus on identifying opportunities in floating rate securities and shorter duration fixed rate instruments with maturities under 1 year, a position we have consistently maintained. We remain vigilant, monitoring Federal Reserve communications and economic data in the coming weeks for more guidance on their expectations moving forward. Looking ahead, we'll receive the April jobs number on Friday, which may provide some insight into the outlook for the labor market. Thank you for joining us today.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction. Nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.